Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the health watchdog HICWA has found foster care services in Donegal to be majorly non-compliant in three areas. A married couple in their 70s have died following a crash in Oma yesterday. It's emerged that a number of students in South Inishowen have been denied school transport. And a local business in Burtonport has expressed interest in taking over the post office in the village. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first the news. A man in his 60s has died on a farm in County Tyrone. Police say they attended the sudden death of a man in the Killahy Road area near Ardstraw on Sunday morning. A post-mortem is due to take place to determine the cause of death. However, at this stage, police say it is not being treated as suspicious. The Health and Safety Executive of Northern Ireland say they are investigating the circumstances. The health watchdog HICWA has found foster care services in Donegal to be majorly non-compliant in three areas. HICWA has raised concerns over child protection and the assessment and reviews of foster carers. Greg Hughes has more.
Following the three-day inspection of the services in Donegal during April, HICWA found that of the eight national standards assessed, no standards were compliant, four were substantially compliant and four were non-compliant. Of those, one was identified as moderate, while three were found to be major non-compliances. The major non-compliances were in the areas of reviews of foster carers, assessment and approval of relative foster carers, and also safeguarding and child protection. The inspectors found that concerns and allegations made in relation to foster carers were managed in line with the Children First, but they reviewed one complaint which would have been more appropriately categorised as a serious concern. As a result, it had not been correctly tracked or notified to the Foster Care Committee in line with protocol. The report also found some adults who have significant contact with children and young people weren't properly vetted. When it comes to foster carers, the report says their assessments are of good quality, but records of home visits are not adequate. HICWA also says there aren't enough carers to deal with the demands of the service. HICWA has also published an action plan completed by the services to address the issues identified, with a range of improvements outlined, many of which have already been implemented.
And a link to the full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, Tusla has welcomed the publication of the HICWA inspection report. The Child and Family Agency says the report reveals an effective child-centred fostering service in Donegal where children's rights are respected. However, Tusla's service director for the West Region, Dr. Aislinn Gillen, said in relation to HICWA's concern over foster care assessments not being completed in a timely manner, that the area had recently developed a dedicated team with sole responsibility for recruitment and assessment in order to ensure that assessments were completed in a timely way. The government is putting pressure on Fianna Fáil to extend the confidence and supply agreement. The Taoiseach has written to Micheál Martin suggesting the deal lasts for another 2 years. Stephen Murphy has more.
The doll hasn't even returned yet, but already the political manoeuvring has begun. The confidence and supply agreement, which involves Fianna Fáil propping up the minority Fine Gael government, comes to an end after next month's budget. That's now less than 6 weeks away, and Leo Varadkar has written to Micheál Martin saying the government can't function if it's living on borrowed time. He wants the deal extended until 2020, with the general election taking place that summer. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says the government's position is clear.
We have, in the publication of the letter today, the Taoiseach and the Fine Gael party are making clear that we want to see an atmosphere of political stability continue in our country.
But Micheál Martin says talks on renewing the deal can't get underway until after the October budget. He's also accused the Taoiseach of painting an incomplete picture when it comes to the government's record, saying there are still serious deficiencies in areas like health and housing. With both leaders making their positions clear, we could be heading for a general election unless an agreement is found.
A local business in Bertonport has expressed interest in taking over the post office in the village. The service is one of 17 across Donegal set for closure. Following a public meeting last night, a committee has been set up, which is currently drawing up a plan of action in a bid to retain the post office services. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Enda Bonner is confident the committee can make a case to Unpost to retain the service.
One business premises represented there last night. They run a general grocery business, and they said that they would be prepared to have it in their premises. So it's up to the committee now to come up with the alternative. We know we can't force the previous incumbent that was in the post office to take it on or not to take his redundancy. So we're pretty excited, and we hope that we can convince Unpost that there's somebody else ready to run it in the village.
This Unpost decision has been solely economic, but there has to be a social element to this network, doesn't there, in the decision-making process?
Well, that's the basis for it, because the state, even back in the bad times, even as far back as the 80s, they always ran things that were subvented by a state where we hadn't as much money in circulation, both the taxes coming to the state and in the public arena. So we're convinced that the basis is there, and that as somebody interested, we hope that they will take it on. The other thing about Bertonport is, while there's an awful lot of local link services now, say into Dunloe from Falkirra and Letterman Ward and Mahary area, there's no service in Bertonport. And indeed, there's only two taxis that live halfway between Bertonport and Dunloe. So there's a great need there for people that don't have transport.
Meanwhile, the Communications Minister and Unpost are being questioned by a group of TDs today on the closure of 159 post offices. They'll shut when the same number of post offices take up a voluntary retirement package. Fianna Fáil say it's a planned attack on the post office network by the government and Unpost. Rural TD Danny Healy-Ray has also called for the closures not to go ahead.
159 post offices out there closed right around the country. This is tearing the hat and the guts out of the communities that are going to be left without these post offices.
A married couple in their 70s have died following a crash in Oma yesterday. Police say they received a report of a two-vehicle collision on the Dugari Road yesterday shortly before 3 o'clock. The occupants of a gold-coloured Volvo car died at the scene, while the driver of a red-coloured articulated lorry was uninjured. Police are appealing to witnesses to come forward and say they are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have dashcam footage of the crash. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says the news emerging this evening is a further evidence of the vital need of the upgrade of the A5.
The last 24 hours have presented hugely difficult and regrettable news for the entirety of the Northwest and the West. We're hearing of two lives, a husband and wife from my understanding, that have sadly died on the A5 road following a collision yesterday. And there's been further accidents since that, and we're awaiting some news and updates on what has happened in other parts of the A5 today. But the reality is that this is another number of deaths on this dangerous road. I've said on numerous occasions that the A5 is the most dangerous road on these islands, both north and south. I think that it's desperately clear now at this stage that we need the upgrade, and we need it now. Again, we're seeing further carnage on the road because it's not safe. And be very clear, this particular incident as well is a result of dangerous roads. This is not a result of careless or reckless driving. This is a couple that were out on the road and sadly never made it home again.
It's emerged that a number of students in South Inishowen have been denied school transport. Councillor Jack Murray says a number of concerned parents whose children attend secondary school in Buncrana have contacted him after pupils were refused access to the school bus without a bus errand ticket. This is despite a number of parents having submitted applications. Councillor Murray says this is a widespread issue that must be addressed without delay.
There's a number of families in South Inishowen contacted myself concerned that their children weren't allowed on the school bus that they hadn't obtained a ticket in time. I've ridden two bus errand. They've confirmed there is families from Muff, Burnfoot, Tubin. They can't avail of a ticket now and have passed the deadline and there's no seats left in the bus. So this is a very, very serious problem. The likes of Muff is well over 10 miles away from Mulcrana. Any parent who's working wouldn't be able to drive 10 miles twice a day, 5 days a week for the year. It's just an impossible situation for them. And I've ridden two bus errand and asked that they would review this situation as it would be really impeding on child's access to education.
And we have heard of similar reports in different areas across the county, so it's clear that this issue does need to be addressed.
Yeah, this seems to be widespread all over Donegal, and it has to be addressed. It's not good enough to just simply say, no, it's too late, and your child can't access school or get to school or access their education. It's not good enough, and it obviously was so widespread, and it is a real problem and it really needs to be addressed. So I'll be calling on bus errand to review this, to open it up, to extend the deadline and allow families to get these applications in, because it's just too important. Children have to be able to get to school.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and James McLean has been ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's Nations League opener with Wales and the friendly with Poland. The Stoke winger suffered a wrist injury in training and was taken to hospital for surgery. Shane Duffy and David Myler both trained today after missing yesterday's sessions. The squad are due to travel to Cardiff later on today. And former Arsenal midfielder John Jensen will be in charge of Denmark for tomorrow's friendly with Slovakia and their Nations League opener with Wales. It follows an extraordinary row over players' commercial rights. Instead of their regular squad, Denmark will pick a team from a squad comprised of domestic first and second division players. Head coach Aggie Harji has also been told to stay at home, with Jensen stepping into the breach. And Adam Lallana, he's out of England's upcoming matches against Spain and Switzerland because of a groin strain. The midfielder's returned to Liverpool after getting injured in England's first training session at St George's Park. He's barely played over the last year because of injury, but was still on Gareth Southgate's standby list for the World Cup this summer. Up in Scotland, Rangers goalkeeper Alan McGregor won't face any punishment. That's after appearing to kick Christoph Eyer during their Old Firm defeat by Celtic. It happened in the first half of their 1-0 defeat at Parkhead, but no further action will be taken. Back locally, the draw has taken place for the first round of the FAI Intermediate Cup. There'll be just the one first round game in the Ulster region, with Coghill Celtic paired at home to Fannett United. Bonagie United, Letterkenny Rovers and Swally Rovers, they've all been given byes to the second round. The Coghill Fannett game is due to take place on the weekend of the September the 16th. There's a fixture down in the Donegal News Ulster Senior League Cup Group A tonight at Temple Moor. 6:30 is the kickoff time. Derry City Reserves due to play Finn Harps Reserves. And cup draws have been made in the Anishowen League and the Clubman Shirts League Cup semi-finals. Buncrana play Cairn, Screencastle they play Aileach. The Charlie O'Donnell Cup semi-final draw, Aileach Reserves play Coghill Youths and Mafal Celtic they host Glengaid Reserves. The Donegal Signs Shield quarter-final draw has been made as well. Mafal Reserves play Rasheenie Reserves, Cairn Reserves play Aileach Youths, Clonmany Reserves they play Caramina FC and Elise Reserves play Greencastle Reserves. In Gaelic games, the remaining members of the Mayo Ladies football panel say there's no player welfare issues within the county setup. In July, 12 players left the Mayo panel days before the qualifier with Cavan, citing sensitive and personal issues. That action led to Ciarán Ó Conn being thrown out of the Mayo Championship, a decision that they successfully appealed. But in a statement to the 42.ie today, the current panel say no such player welfare issues exist or have ever existed under the present management. The statement claims that manager Peter Leahy was subject to a failed coup following the withdrawal of the Ciarán Ó Conn players. Leahy, they say, retains the confidence of the remaining squad. In rugby, Ulster have lost prop Kyle McCall for the first 3 months of the season. He tore a tendon in his elbow last week that required surgery yesterday. With Marty Moore and Tom O'Toole already absent for Friday's visit of Edinburgh in the Pro 14, it stretches Dan McFarlane's front row resources even further. In golf, the lineup for this year's Ryder Cup will be near completion tonight. US captain Jim Furyk, he'll name three of his four wildcards at 10 p.m. Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods and FedEx 6 point leader Bryson DeChambeau, they could all feature in the Americans for the Americans in Paris. European captain Thomas Bjorn, he'll reveal all 4 of his wildcards tomorrow. Tournament veterans like Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter and Henrik Stenson could all be in the frame for European spots, as are Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Matt Wallace. Moving on to tennis, and Serena Williams aims to keep her bid for a 24th Grand Slam singles title alive at the US Open this evening. She plays Caroline Pliskova in the quarterfinals. Defending champion Sloane Stephens is up against Anastasia Sevastova later on this evening. And men's title holder Rafa Nadal, he plays Dominic Thiem in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Before that, former champion Juan Martín Del Potro, he takes on big serving John Isner. Finally for this evening, in cycling, Elena Vivani won today's 10th stage of the Vuelta a España. The Quickstep rider beat Peter Sagan in a sprint into Berlimo de Sayago. Simon Yates, he retains the leader's red jersey with a 1 second lead over Alejandro Valverde. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, there are calls for the EU and the Irish government to hold firm on commitments given to the Irish people over Brexit. Sinn Féin is warning people in the north who voted to stay in the EU must be looked after. The British government has pushed the October divorce deal deadline out to mid-November. Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy says further delays could have a disastrous result for Irish people north and south of the border.
We have a growing concern, particularly north of the border, at how the British government have intended to string out the Brexit negotiations. The Taoiseach give very reassuring statements to Irish citizens who live on the northern side of the border, who voted, along with other people who would consider themselves British, voted to remain within the EU, give us very strong assurances in relation to the Irish government's stance in terms of our rights, and we want to see him hold to that.
Meanwhile, thousands of public sector jobs could be in jeopardy if there was a united Ireland. A draft document by Sinn Féin outlines how streamlining services across the island would improve efficiency. The move would see one agency instead of two for each service in the sector, such as health or education, dealing with government. 500,000 people work in the public sector in the north and south. Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Piers Doherty refused to be drawn on the number of jobs that might be at risk if there was unity.
If there is a duplication in services, what we do not want and what nobody wants, and if I'm talking to the parent of a child with life-limiting conditions, what they don't want is a manager in the north and a manager in the south managing two duplicated systems. So the idea that everything will stay as is not credible.
Strabane has been included in the first stage of a comprehensive programme to transform GP care in Northern Ireland, with a view towards making more services available at local practice level. The programme has now been rolled out in the Derry GP Federation area, which covers approximately 200,000 patients in Derry, Strabane, Limavady and Clody. Westrone MLA Michaela Boyle says the programme is particularly important because of the pressure GP services in Strabane have been under, and this should help address many of those issues.
This is the first stage of the £15 million package to transform GP care and to add a new range of services through GP practices. So this will go in some way to address many of the issues that GP practices are facing. This will be a range of new services available at the point of contact and at the point of need. It will greatly improve services by bringing in new professional roles to work alongside GPs.
There's been widespread condemnation of those behind an apparent hoax bomb threat in the vicinity of Derry Strand Road PSNI station last night. The subsequent security alert saw a number of local road closures and at one point over 100 people trapped in a bingo hall for a time. Local councillor Mickey Cooper was at the scene.
One particular group of people were in the Strand bingo hall, which is directly opposite the police station, and it ended up that they couldn't get out of the bingo hall for a considerable period of time because the police couldn't let them out in case, obviously, if it was a device in the area, they might have placed themselves in danger. Some of them, well, a lot of them are actually quite elderly. A few of them they took ill. We eventually were able to get the police to remove them in small amounts, you know, 3 or 4 people at a time. But it caused them in particular severe, not just inconvenience, but basically trauma. So obviously we'd be condemning what happened.
The new Garda Commissioner says dissident Republican groups remain the biggest threat to the island of Ireland. Drew Harris has given his first press conference where he discussed Garda resources, organised crime and Brexit. The former Deputy Chief Constable of the PSNI took up the job early yesterday morning. Commissioner Harris says republicanism is one of his major concerns.
They remain the greatest threat on the island of Ireland. They pose a threat and continue to do so. There's been a lot of success against them, and a lot of that threat has been eroded and diminished, but we are very aware that these people are full of intent and the determination to carry out attacks.
And Udarus Nigel Shakta says the food and drink sector is becoming an increasingly important area of investment, particularly in Donegal. Five Udarus-backed companies, three of them based in Donegal, are competing in the Irish Food and Drinks Awards competition this week. The companies are Gallagher's Bakery in Ardra, Irish Fish Canners in Dunlow and the Sleeve League Distillery. Hugh McShumey of Udarus Nigel Shakta says the recognition of these companies showcases the development of the sector.
The food industry is massive for Udarus and the Guild at this, so we're delighted that our client companies have been nominated for these prestigious awards. These companies are at the current moment are exporting internationally and just endorses all the hard work that they've done over the years.
And for weather now, mostly dry this evening and cloudy, though there will be a few sunny spells. Dry tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells. A few mist patches will form overnight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the health watchdog HICWA has found foster care services in Donegal to be majorly non-compliant in three areas. HICWA has raised concerns over child protection and the assessment and reviews of foster carers. A man in his 60s has died on a farm in County Tyrone. Police say they attended the sudden death of a man in the Cullahy Road area near Ardstraw on Sunday morning. A local business in Burtonport has expressed interest in taking over the post office in the village. The service is one of 17 across Donegal set for closure. Following a public meeting last night, a committee has been set up, which is currently drawing up a plan of action in a bid to retain the post office services. And a married couple in their 70s have died following a crash in Oma yesterday. Police say they received a report of a two-vehicle collision on the Dugari Road yesterday afternoon, shortly before 3 o'clock. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, September the 4th. The death has taken place of Kay Diver, Carnegarve, Moville. Removal tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock from Collins Funeral Premises, Kildath, going to her residence. Funeral Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Pius X Church, Moville, with burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The death has taken place of Sally Kavanagh, Ballynally Lane, Moville. Removal this evening from Murphy's Funeral Home to Ban Burnfoot at 8:30. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Margaret Maggie Healy, Amerset, Manor Hamilton, County Leitrim and formerly of Whitethorn Close, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her home this evening from 7:30 until 9 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon from 4:30 until 6:30, with removal to St Clair's Church, Manor Hamilton, arriving at 8:15. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to Northwest Hospice. The death has occurred of Annie McIntyre, née McCall, Glencoe, Mount Charles. Remains will be reposing at Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, this evening from 6 o'clock until Rosary at 9 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock, with removal to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, to arrive at 8 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of so desired to the Donegal Community Hospital, Donegal Town, care of Gallagher Funeral Directors, Mount Charles, or any family member. The death has occurred of Patricia McNulty, Carrick McGrath, Ballybofey. Her remains will repose at her late home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cheshire O'Neill at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jerry Gallagher, Jerry Fatty Jack, Upper Mina Niller, Gidore. His remains are reposing at his residence. Removal tomorrow morning for funeral mass at St Mary's Church Derrybeg at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The death has taken place of Mary Keaveney, Limefield House, Moville. Her remains are reposing at her residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The death has taken place of Teresa Conaghan, Letcher Urris, Clamani. Remains reposing at her nephew Michael Conaghan's residence, Roxtown Urris. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church Urris for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Buncrannan Nursing Unit, care of any family member or Compsgate funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Annie Canning, Duntinny, Port Salon, Kerrykeel. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Columba's Church Mass Mount, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock.